Hey, good evening. Good evening there, folks. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, Coach Dave Live. Appreciate you joining us. I don't know if you're watching us on Facebook or Rumble. I don't know where you're picking us up. But those of us here at Coach Dave Live, we meet every morning at 7 a.m. And we are we're on the offense. We believe that God meant what he said when he told us to occupy till I come, and that all power has been given unto us, both in heaven and earth. And go ye therefore and teach them to observe all we commanded you. And lo, he's with us always unto the end of the age. And if we consider this to be a doctrine-free zone, we don't care what your doctrine is. We don't care what you believe. We want to come together in the power of biblical unity. It says in Psalm 133, I believe, that where there's unity, God will command the blessing. And one of the things that we try to do here at Coach Dave Live is we believe in playing offense. And I'm an old football coach. And I know that if you play a perfect defensive game, the score at the end of the game will be 0-0. That it's almost impossible to win if you aren't ever on the offense. In other words, taking the ball, trying to drive it down, score a touchdown. The church today really doesn't even know what that means. So a Sunday ago, last week, we prayed. A bunch of us got together in the same forum, and we prayed at the halftime of the demonic Luciferian Super Bowl. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The battle is not Republican, Democrat. It's not liberal, conservative. It's not old against young. It's not black against white. It's the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman, Psalm 2. And we believe that we just have to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is his reasonable service, not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the way we think, the renewing of our mind, and that God will do more than we can even imagine that he would do. So we thank all of you for joining us here today. And this is just an open forum. If you're watching right now, maybe you're looking at watching this on Facebook, or maybe you're watching it on Rumble or wherever you might be watching it. And if you would like to join us and actually have interactive prayer, we're going to open it up. I'm going to shut up here in a minute. And we're just going to open it up to the people that have logged in here, and they're going to pray whatever it is the Lord puts on their heart. If it would be a Bible verse, if they want to read something from Psalms, if they want to read an imprecatory Psalm, whatever it would be, we believe again in the power of biblical unity. So that's why we're here. And one of the things that many of us did today, and I want to share this with you, I was going to throw it up on the screen, but I don't know if it really matters. I'm in 2 Kings chapter 2. Jared, if you pull it up there, verse 20, let's go through 20 through 22. And many of us today, well, this came upon us. Let me share this scripture with you real quickly. We know that what's happened up in East Palestine, Ohio, we know something not good has happened up there. We don't know the degree of it. We don't know if it's deadly. We don't know if the government's lying to us. We don't know. But we do know this, that our job is to go on offense, to pull down strongholds, tear down principalities and powers. And we made the decision that we weren't going to sit around and allow the devil to, number one, flood our rivers and our lakes and our farmland with poison, that all power has been given unto us, given unto Jesus, given unto us both in heaven and earth. We came across a scripture, it was brought to my remembrance by Kimberly Brown, and we focused on that today. We're in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 18. And without giving you the backstory, it says that the verse 18, starting verse 18 there, Jared, if you could scroll that down there a little bit. And it said, when they came unto him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, don't go, don't go? And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation in this city is pleasant, folks. The situation in East Palestine is pleasant. It's pleasant, as my Lord seeth. But the water is not, and the ground is barren. And we believe the water represents anointing, the flowing of the Holy Spirit. And it says the water's dirty. The water's dirty, and the ground is barren. And he said, bring me a new cruise, a new bowl, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him, and he went forth unto the springs of the water, and he cast the salt in there. He threw the salt into the water, and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, and there shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the sayings of Elisha, which he spake. And so we've capitalized upon this principle here in 2 Kings, and many of us went out today, and we went to tributaries, lakes, rivers, wherever water is flowing, canals, and we did what we were commanded to do here. We threw salt into those dirty waters. We cast it in there. And the waters, we believe, by the power of God, will be healed. And whatever it was that has fallen into those to those tributaries down through the Ohio River into the Mississippi River and all the rivers in between, we believe by the power of God that those rivers are going to flow in life and not death. Life and not death. And that's why we're here today. And we're going to, the next three nights, we're going to join here. We would encourage those of you out there who are watching, go do it. I took my granddaughter with me today, my wife, my granddaughter, another one of our friends. We went to about six or seven different locations, and we cast the salt in, and we prayed, spoke life into the waters, and stood upon the word of God, which he said what? That I've healed these waters, and there shall not be from thenceforth any more death or barren land. And if you look at the NIV or another one of the translations, it says miscarriages, death. So, remember, seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. So I'm going to shut up here, and I'm just going to open it up. If you would be interested in praying, what we would like you to do, down at the bottom of the screen is a place where you see right in the middle of your screen, probably, or on your phone, you see a hand right down at the bottom. And all you have to do is click on that hand, and then that raises your hand. That means you would like to pray. We're already got some people that are lined up and want to pray. Let me get it over here. Myra's lined up, and Linda and Julie and Tracy are already, Betty's in there. So we're just going to open it up. I'm going to open in prayer. And then we're just going to go down there. Let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. Lord, we just thank you today. Lord, we thank you today that you are the King of the Kings and you are the Lord of the Lords, and that there's no one like you, that you created everything, Lord. And the Bible says that you made all things new. And Father, I know that you worked a miracle in my life when you touched me and made this dead creature brand new. And I know that if you can do it inside me, Lord, you can touch water. You can touch water. You said, he who dwells in the secret place in the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. So Father, we come to you today, and we stand upon your word that you said that those waters would be made pure and they would flow with life. And everywhere that we went today and everywhere we set our foot, Father, we threw salt in there as following your command to do so. And Lord, we believe that you are going to breathe life and not death into those rivers. Life and not death as they flow down, Lord. Life and not death to farmland. Life and not death to families, Lord. We just come against the evil one in the name of Jesus and declare that his power is null and void in the name of Jesus Christ. We cancel his power. We cancel his authority. And we trust in the Lord that he will do what he says he will do in Jesus' name. Myra, come on in, dear.
Good evening to the Coach Dave Gallering. It's so good to see you. Holy Spirit, you're always welcome at Coach Dave. And we're happy to have you with us. I'll be reading from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God.
Amen.
It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Generations, yes, ma'am. Generations, Lord. Generations.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Amen, 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 amen. Again, folks, if you're watching on Facebook or wherever you might be watching right now and you want to join, be actively pray, just go to CoachDaveLive.com and click on Join the Huddle. Come right in there and you can line up and get involved. And you can pray whatever it is that's on your heart. Linda, come on in.
Hi,
Then Julie will be after Linda.
Lord, I just want to acknowledge and claim your power over the waters, over the earth, whether it's the highest heights or the deepest depths. And you, as Coach pointed out this morning, you were hovering over the water before the earth was even formed. Father, from the beginning, you have been in charge. When the Red Sea parted, that was your doing. When Moses obeyed and put his staff in the water, you took over the water and turned it to blood. Father, what is happening here in Palestine can mean blood. This can be a blood ritual on our people. We don't know, but we pray against it, Lord. You made the Jordan River flow backwards. We have no doubt of your power. And we just want to claim that power and be obedient to your will. Today, William and I, that's my grandson, we spread salt in the Kentucky River. And we did that with faith. That, Lord, if there is anything evil in these waters, that you will change them. Just as you changed the water for Elisha, so that the people could have health in their bodies, in their land, in their growth of produce. Father, we just thank you in advance for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Come on in, Julie.
Amen. I'm just very blessed to be a part of all of this and in the time that we're living in. And I know we've put each and every one of you in my life for a reason, but this is a prayer over the air, water, and food supply. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for giving us dominion. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. We stand on your word in Psalms 112, 1, 6 through 10. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteous endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I speak neutralization to the chemicals being poured out in the atmosphere. Amen. Your chemicals, yes. In the air, so, water,
keep
and
going a little bit. All right, now.
I speak neutralization to any harmful chemicals being put in the air, water, or food supply, genetically modified objects. I thank you for your word that says, for every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused. If it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. 1 Timothy 4, 4-5. We cover ourselves today with a protective shield of the blood of Jesus Christ, that no evil should touch us or our families. May we not eat or drink any deadly thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Julie. Tracy, come on in, and Betty.
I love hearing that everyone is getting their children and grandchildren involved.
Yeah, so but what an opportunity to do that. We took our grandchildren out with us today, explained to them what's going on, our authority in Jesus. Thanks, Tracy, for reminding us of that.
Right. And I took my grandson today, and we went to five different waterways here in Guernsey and Noble County, and we staked and salted. So we did double duty today. And I just want to read Psalm 63. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth.
Amen.
They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Tracy. Amen, amen Tracy.
Felt so be it.
I felt that one. So be it. Amen. Betty, come in, please. Then Lorraine.
Yes. It's sad that it's such a spiritual battle. If it was a humanly thing, I think we could take it over better than with the spiritual. But through Jesus, we can do anything. We can combat anything. So I'm going to do the warrior's prayer. And it is the armor of God. So the Heavenly Father, your warrior prepares for battle. Today I claim victory over Satan by putting on the whole armor of God. I put on the girdle of truth. May we stand firm in the truth of your word, so I will not be a victim of Satan's lies. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. May it guard our hearts from evil, so we will remain pure and holy, protected under the blood of Jesus Christ. I put on the shoes of peace. May I stand firm in the good news of the gospel, so your peace will shine through us and be a light to all we encounter. We take the shield of faith. May we be ready for Satan's fiery darts of doubt, denial, and deceit. So we will not be vulnerable to spiritual defeat. We put on the helmet of salvation. May we keep our minds focused on you, so Satan will not have a stronghold on our thoughts. We take the sword of the Spirit. May the two-edged sword of your word be ready in your hands, in our hands, so we can expose the tempting words of Satan. By faith, your warrior has put on the whole armor of God. We are prepared to live this day in spiritual victory. And I also want to employ mighty angels to surround us shoulder to shoulder so that no evil or harm can penetrate. Our people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Our enemy is here to kill and steal and destroy. So, you know, if our people would just humble themselves, pray and seek your face, turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven. You would forgive our sins and you would heal our land. So I tell you, thank you, Jesus. All honor, praise, and glory to you. Thank you that you are able to bring hope to us, even through the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purpose. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And again, any of you that might be watching on Facebook or Rumble or on a lot of different platforms, wherever you might be, if you'd like to join us and pray, get your two cents in with, we'd love to hear from you. Just go to CoachDaveLive.com and click at the top of it. It says Join the Huddle, red banner. Click on it, and you can come in, and you can offer your prayers right here. This is interactive. We would invite you to join. Laura, go ahead, and then Glenn, you're in after her.
Okay. I'm going to lock and load with John 17:20 and following verses, the ESV version. I pray not only for these, but also for those who believe in me through their message. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be one in us so that the world may believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory you have given me. May they be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me. May they be made completely one so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved me as you have loved them. Father, I desire those you have given me to be with me where I am. Then they will see my glory, which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundations of the world. Righteous Father, the world has not known you. However, I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. I made your name known to them and will make it known, so the love you have loved me with may be in them and I may be in them. And Father, as your love goes forth and that you are one in us, Lord God, this is your creation. This is your water. You are the living water. You are the strength. Your blood cleanses this. Protect the air, Lord God, that it goes from the east as far as the west. I live near the Salt Creek River, Lord. Send the salt. Just pass the salt. Cleanse the water. Cleanse the air. Breathe your Rhema word throughout the air. And Lord, cleanse it and scoop it up. Send your ministering angels, Lord God, to the families. Protect each and every family so that they're not harmed by the enemy's plans. No weapon formed against your people are going to prosper. And I thank you, Lord, for the little ones that you are rising up to stand firm in your truth. And that this is not going to be a horrific situation as Satan has planned, but you are going to, Lord God, to show him that you are God. That your arm is not too short to save, that you, Lord God, do not forsake your own, that you've heard the cries of your people. And this is a response to a hallelujah chorus that's coming into heaven. And these prayers, Lord God, are singing in your throne, because you love the people in Palestine. You love the people in Ohio. You love the people that are going to breathe this air. So be the filter that needs to be there. And you are the cleansing. You are the forgiveness. You are the living water. And Lord God, may your trees stand firm and righteous and grow up so that they're standing proud, and that these little ones are going to claim, the Lord, that they were there and they witnessed in the land of the living your deliverance from evil, in Jesus' name.
And all God's people said amen. Amen on that, amen. Sister. Thank you, Laura. Amen. Amen. And then Glenn, come on in. Glenn and then Tom.
Thank you. Karina's going to pray after I do, Coach.
Okay, sure.
Let me preface this prayer by reading from his word. This is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 to 19. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?
Amen.
Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Mm.
Therefore, let us, those who suffer according to the will of God, commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those that are obedient, Lord, to your will. Father, we just repent and ask your forgiveness for our sins of complacency, yes, our apathy, and our failure to stand and speak for the things that are dear to your heart. We seek your will, Father, and we ask that you would help us to be obedient to your will. Father, forgive us. Inspire us anew. Help us to live with eternity's value in mind, so that when we stand in your presence, we shall not be ashamed of your appearing.
Mm.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, Glenn. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, I just want to read Revelation 22, 1 to 5 about river of life, Lord, because you are the river of life. You are a living water. You are the river of life. And you, the verse says, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of the streets, and on either side of the river was a tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each fruit yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations,
amen.
And there shall be no more curses. And but the throne of God and the Lamb of God shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their forehead. There shall be no night there. and they need no lamp, no light of the sun. Nor the Lord gives them life, and they shall reign forever and ever. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we just ask you to give us this river of life, Lord. And it's not about this Ohio River. We ask you to cleanse it and purify it. And we ask you to give us river of life to drink instead. And there'll be healing. There'll be healing from this river of life. This river of life come from your throne room, come from the Lamb of God. You give us a healing, healing of a nation, healing of the land of America. And come and heal this river of life. The Ohio River. Come and heal this Ohio River, cleansing this Ohio River. We ask you to, cleansing it, purify it, Lord Jesus. We just plead your precious blood to cleanse this Ohio River. I pray for all the residents there and near and far, whoever would drink from this Ohio River, your protected bodies. You're cleansing this Ohio River for them. And then we just actually give, most importantly, give us this river of life to drink. And there should be no more curse, no more curse, Lord Jesus. You turn everything from bad to good. When the enemy meant evil, you turn it for good, Lord Jesus. We just ask you for your healing touch, your mercy and grace. And once again, as we, our nation, it's at the verge of a revival movement, the second Jesus movement, as we talk about with many people. We all know the true revival, the core of the true ingredients, the core of revival is repentance. Repentance is the fear of God and the heart to repent, and it will help us to who are called by your name, even from 2 Chronicles 7:14. We are your people who were called by your name. We truly will humble ourselves. We will turn from our wicked way, and then we'll pray. We ask for forgiveness, and you'll hear us from above. You'll hear us, and you will forgive us. You will heal our land. We ask you to heal our land of America and heal every city, heal every water sources, Lord, not just the Ohio River, the protect. All the places where there's contamination in the river, Lord, we just actually protect us. Give us the clean water, your river of life, your living water to drink, Lord Jesus. Heal our nation, Lord. Heal our city, heal our state, heal our family. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Corinne. Thank you, dear. Again, folks, if you're watching on some other platform, whether it be Facebook, we got banned on YouTube, any other one, if you want to enter your prayer, if you want to throw your heart out there, if you want to read a scripture, just go to Coach Dave Live and click on the green banner that says join the queue. Click on that, and we'll enter you right in here. Once you get in, you have to raise your hand, which is down at the bottom of the screen, tells us that you would like to pray, and we'll let you get in here involved as well. Tom, come on in, and then Charlotte will follow. Go ahead, Tom.
Yep. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we just ask for justice, Father, and East Palestine, Father. We pray that the men, the Lord, who have done this will be brought to justice.
Amen.
Lord, we know who they are. We know who they are, and they hide behind lies and half-truths. And, Father, we just pray that these men would be brought before courts, before judges, and for all the filth that they have unleashed upon the earth, upon their fellow man, that they would have to stand in account for. Father, we just pray that they, as they sleep tonight, as they lay down to sleep, they will hear the hounds of justice. They will hear the hounds of the law. They will hear, Father, your hound of hell coming for them, Father, and they will not have a bit of peace in their days or in their nights. And Lord, we're tired of little people like us being jammed in jail, being fined, being maligned. Why these types of people, Father, live a life of luxury and constantly, Lord, do wicked and evil and are exonerated or let go or get a pass. And Lord, we just ask for your justice to be upon this situation. Lord, we pray with the brothers and sisters that we would cleanse the land. Father, you would cleanse the land. Father, that we would be able to farm it, drink the water, do everything, Lord. But we ask, Father, for justice for these people that have done it. And I ask it in your holy name, in the name of our risen Savior and the guardian of our souls, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, Tom. Amen. Folks, all day as we were out salting the tributaries and things, living water kept coming to me. Living water. Out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. And what the enemy meant for bad, God meant for good. And we curse the evil one, and his minions and anyone who's trying to do anything to poison the living water that is flowing out of the body of Christ into the world today, Father. We just ask that you would, those of us who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Lord, that there'll be no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. And Lord, that you're going to turn this for good. Turn it for good, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Charlotte, come on in, and Joanne.
Yes, I would like to do Psalms 91, but I'd like to do Psalms 91 as a declaration of faith, not for just me personally,
yes, ma'am,
but for everyone in this room.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Each one of us dwells in the secret place of the Most High and rests, remaining steadfast and secure under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
He is our refuge and our fortress, our God and our Father.
Amen.
And we trust in Him with all of our hearts. He has given each of us a sure and certain deliverance from the traps of Satan and freed us from all deadly pestilence. He has covered us with His feathers, and under His wings we have taken refuge. His faithfulness is our shield and our rampart. We do not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that lies waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, even 10,000 at our right hand, but
Amen.
It shall not come near any of us. We will see with our own eyes the punishment of the wicked. The Most High God, our Heavenly Father, is our fortress and our habitation. He has accepted each of us as His own. We are sons and daughters in His royal family. Therefore, no evil may befall us, and no plague, sickness, or disaster is allowed to come near any of our dwellings. God has commanded the angels to set up camp around each of us as sentinels in our lives. They guard each of us in all of our ways and keep us from all harm. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample under our feet. The devil's power over us has been completely stripped away. God has made a decree, a fixed law concerning each one of us, saying, and I quote him, "I will rescue my children from every calamity. I will protect my children because they acknowledge my name. They will call upon me, and I will answer them. I will be with them in times of trouble. I will deliver them and set them in places of highest honor. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation," unquote. And amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Charlotte. Bless you. Joanne, come on in, then Mel, follow her.
Yes, I want to read out of Psalm 121. It was in my sister's Bible. It was one of her favorites. She had lost a child, and I think she went to this one for comfort, but I think it shows the Almighty God. "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help.
Amen.
My help cometh from the Lord, which has made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from forth this time forth and ever, even forevermore." Amen.
Amen, Joanne. Bless you, dear. Bless you, dear. Mel, come on in, then Dave Allison.
Yeah, Betty and I went over to the Ohio River yesterday, and we cast salt over there. And
Amen.
we were down the river from East Palestine near Wheeling. I'd like to read from Jeremiah 17, starting in verse 12. "A glorious throne exalted from the beginning in the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who abandon you will be put to shame.
Amen.
All who turn away will be written in the dust, for they have abandoned the Lord, the fountain of the living water.
Living waters. Amen.
Heal me, O Lord, I will be healed. Heal the water, O Lord, and it will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. You are my praise. Behold, they keep saying to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. But I have not run away from your being shepherd. I have not desired the day of despair. You know that the utterance of my lips was spoken in your presence. Do not become a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of disaster.
Amen.
Let my persecutors be put to shame.
Amen.
But do not let me be put to shame. Let them be terrified, but do not let me be terrified. Bring upon them the day of disaster and shatter them with double destruction.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, amen. When we were in Gettysburg, Clay Parker did a teaching on the song, the Battle Hymn of Republic. Mm-hmm. And what he explained is actually the song was written, originally written for the battle hymn of the saints, and but someone took it and changed it. Hey, that we this should be the battle hymn of the republic. But I'm taking it back today, and so Myra read a verse about the singing. So here we go. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
Amen.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfire of the past assault camps. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and damps. In I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. To God be the glory.
Amen, Dave.
Beautiful.
Amen, 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 amen. We don't serve a God of defeat. Victory. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Jeff Nell, come on in. And Emma.
I'll let Luke chapter 10, verse 2. Therefore, said he unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into the harvest.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Lord, I want to open the eyes of the pastors, the seminary students, the administrations, because Satan has infiltrated every single one of them and become weak. In Revelation chapter 2 talks about the compromised church. They worship like the Nicolaitans, which he hates. So the word of God has been contaminated. And for the lukewarms, the churches, these buildings, they only worry about their image and reputation, from revealing religion to social religions. Father God, bring the strength, the judgment upon them, and to open their eyes so they may offer the gospel, so we send them among the wolves, and to offer hope to the lost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Emma, come on in, and then Steve.
Well, Lord, we know that everything you made was good because you said it over and over and over. You made the light and you said that it was good. We know that everything you made was good. And man has taken your creation and put it together in such a way that it's not good. These Amen. Chemicals are not good. And Lord, we know you saw it and you recognize. and you will exonerate us all. And we just thank you, Lord, that your word is true, that it never comes back void, that you have given us the authority over this world. And we thank you for it, and we praise you for it. And now we just ask one little thing, Lord. Just make it all safe. Make it all good. And we praise your name. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Emma.
Amen.
Bless you, Emma. Steve, come on in.
Psalms 85. Pray that the Lord will restore your favor to the land.
Steve, Lord, hang on a second. Let us get it up on the screen, brother. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Lord, have you been favorable to your land? To your land, you have brought back the captivity of Jacob. Have you forgiven the iniquity of your people? You are covered in all their sins, Salah. You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned from the fierceness of your anger. Restore us, O God, of our salvation, and cause your anger towards us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?
Amen.
Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear that what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to the folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. That the glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth.
Amen. Spring. Amen.
Spring out of the earth. And your righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield in its increase. Righteousness will go before him and shall make his footsteps our pathway. Lord God, we just ask right now that you cleanse the waterways, Amen. The land, Lord God. Send a mighty wind and your rains that are coming today and tomorrow in the East Palestine, Lord God. We just ask that you just wash all that filth away, Lord God, the toxic waste and all that. Let it be cleansed, Lord. Lord, we just ask that your animals and also the farmland will be replenished and bear much fruit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Amen. Laura. Again, folks, Laura, before you start, friends, if you're watching on Facebook or wherever you might be watching right now and you'd like to join, you'd like to offer up a prayer, you'd like to offer up a scripture or anything like that, just go to CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com, and click on the green banner, join the queue. And that'll bring you right in, and you'll be able to say whatever it is the Lord's laid on your heart. Laura, go ahead.
From just this morning, the morning's huddle, and this was part of it. All I've heard is Carrie Underwood's song, "There's Something in the Water," in my head playing all day long, that there's something in the water. And I'm going to prophesy that people are going to be getting baptized in that river. And that will testify. And I'm going to read the lyrics. I can't sing because your ears will bleed if I do. So, it's just not good. I'm a softball player. So these are the lyrics. He said, "I've been where you've been before, down every hallway, a slamming door, no way out, no one to come and save me. Wasting a life that the good Lord gave me." Then somebody said, "What I'm saying to you, opened my eyes and told me the truth." He said, "Just a little faith, a little, and it'll get better." So I followed the preacher man down to the river, and now I am changed.
Amen.
And now I'm stronger. And there must have been something in the water. Oh, there must have been something in the water.
Wow.
And while I heard what he said, and I went on my way, didn't think about it for a couple of days. Then it hit me like lightning late one night. I was all out of hope and all out of fight.
couldn't fight back the tears, so I fell on my knees saying, God, if you're there, come and rescue me. Felt love pouring down from above, got washed in the water, washed in the blood. Yeah. And now I'm changed and now I'm stronger. There must be something in the water. Oh, there must be something in the water. And now I'm singing all along to Amazing Grace. Can't nobody wipe the smile off my face. Got joy in my heart and angels on my side. Thinking about it, I saw the Lord. Gonna look ahead, no turning back. Live every day, give it all that I have. Trusted someone bigger than me. Ever since that day, I believed. I am changed, I am stronger, and there must have been something in the water. Amazing grace. Oh, there must have been something in the water. How sweet the sound. Oh, there must have been something in the water that saved a wretch. Oh, there must have been something in the water like me. Oh, yeah, I am stronger. I once was lost, but now I'm found stronger. Was blind, but now I can see. And that is the declaration over this thing, that people are going to get baptized in the water. Amen. And in the Holy Spirit, and the power of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon people, and it's going to be anointed, appointed, and set forth in Jesus' name, because there's something in the water. And what Satan meant for evil to go into that water is going to be turned into good, because you're going to see the baptisms into God's family, and the power of God is going to reign. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. There's something in the water. There's something Amen. In the water.
Yeah, there's something in the water.
There's something in that water. Out of your belly, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, not dead water, not poisoned water, living water. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to stand up and fight and push back against the forces of darkness. If you would, Mr. Producer, go to Psalm 34. I'd like to read Psalm 34. And then when I get done, I want someone to volunteer to read Psalm 35 as well when I finish. Psalm 34, up on the screen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me. Now, folks, I want you to watch how many times he's going to say delivered here, okay? I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto me and they were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. And this poor man cried and the Lord heard me and he saved him out of all of his trouble. And the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. He saves us to deliver us. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good and seek peace. Pursue it. And the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. And the righteous cry, and the Lord hears it, and he delivers them out of all of their troubles. Out of how many of their troubles? Some of them, a few of them, every once in a while. No. Out of all of them, all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of all of them. How many of them? All of them.
Amen.
All his bones. Now one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, it's either true or it's a lie. It's either true or it's a lie. Hey,
Kimberly, well, number one, he didn't call back.
True, baby.
Kimberly, you just have to unmute yourself.
There you go. And I saw that somebody else wanted to do 35, but I can do 35.
Hang on a second. Jared, somebody, Franz is trying to get in there. Hang on, Jared. There we go. Go ahead.
Keep going.
She can read it. I had put in the thing, I'd do 35, but she can do that. That's fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to step on any toes.
No, no, go, Kimberly, go. Psalm 35.
And we pray this over the community of East Palestine, and we pray this over the state of Ohio, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord, the avenger of his people, plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Amen. Fight against those who fight against me.
Amen.
Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life.
Amen.
Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them.
Amen.
Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit.
Yes.
Which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let his net that he has hidden catch himself.
Amen.
Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him? Yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him. Fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things that I do not know. They reward me with evil for good, to the sorrow of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth.
Amen.
I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart. I paced about as though he were a friend or a brother. I bowed heavily as one who mourns his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered together. Attackers gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease.
Amen.
With ungodly mockers at feast, they gnashed at me with their teeth. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions.
Amen.
My precious life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. Let them not rejoice over me who are wrongfully my enemies.
Amen.
Let them wink with the eye who hate me without cause. For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful matters against the quiet ones in the land. They also opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Lord. Do not keep silent. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication, to cause my God and my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, oh, so we would have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion.
Amen.
Who rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, who exalt themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad, who favor my righteous cause.
Amen.
And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long.
Amen. And Lord, so let it be written. So let it be done.
And Lord, we would just lift up this meeting on Thursday in Pennsylvania with Senator Doug Mastriano. We ask for your blessing upon it. We ask for truth to be revealed, for justice to happen. And Lord, we just ask for your blessing upon Senator Mastriano, who's leading it. And Lord, we ask for the Holy Spirit to go ahead of this and release the people that he would have to be there in attendance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Blessings to God.
Amen.
Lord, raise up brave men, Lord. Raise up brave, honest men, Lord. Tracy, then Brett.
Boom.
I just wanted to just say a few lines of praise for all those ones bringing a lot of song into it today. Psalm 33, 1 through 5. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and the instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. He loves righteousness and judgment. Our God is a God of justice. Amen. Amen. Ohio Brett and George.
God bless you all, and I just want to be an encourager to all of you who are joining this call from across the world. You're crying out against the abominations in our midst. And let us not forget what Coach Dave taught us at a coaching point, Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord together. Folks, you are paving the way for your family, your neighbors, your children, and your grandchildren, but goodness and mercy is going to follow you. So amen. Stay strong, warriors. God bless you all.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Brett. George, come on in. Goodness and mercy follows us. Goodness and mercy is what's left as a result of us coming through and doing our duty. The path becomes easier for those who follow us because goodness and mercy is behind us. Come on in, George.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He doesn't seem very subtle right now. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning for me. He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. Dear Lord, let us call it out. Let us call out this evil right here now. Let us band together and bring the thunder, your thunder. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. George. And amen. Rochelle, then Betty.
Hello, team. Thanks, Coach, for doing this. I'm babysitting, so I just wanted to read something really quickly out of a book. And this reminds me of all of you here who are gathered in our Creator's name to call upon his great name. The warrior of light sometimes behaves like water, flowing around the obstacles he encounters. Occasionally, resistance might mean destruction, and so he adapts to the circumstances. He accepts without complaint that the stones in his path hinder his way through the mountains. Therein lies the strength of the water. It cannot be touched by a hammer or ripped to shreds by a knife. The strongest sword in the world cannot scar its surface. The river adapts itself to whatever route provides possible, but the river never forgets its one objective, the sea. So fragile at its source, it gradually gathers the strength of the other rivers it encounters. And after a certain point, its power is absolute. And this is just a quick verse from Isaiah. I think it's 58. Oh, I'm babysitting. Lord, always lead us and satisfy our bones. Make us all like well-watered gardens from your spring of water never running dry. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Michelle. Blessing. Take care of those grannies. Betty, come on, and then Brett.
Psalms 5. Could you put that up, please?
Psalm 5. Psalm 5. I love Psalm 5.
Give ear to my words, O Lord.
consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Amen. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man.
Yes, he will.
But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemy. Amen. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out into the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Amen. Let them shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Mm-hmm. And Lord, I just pray that we're going to be going up Thursday, that he puts a shield and a hedge of protection around us, that we can go up there and do what we need to do for the Lord and for this land. Amen.
Amen, Betty. Bless you, Betty. Brett, and then Mel. Or maybe Brett, did he not hang up? Maybe Mel, go ahead, Mel.
I've got a song called The Living Waters. I'm going to play it and I might hum along with it a little bit too. All right. Trying.
That's all right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, it's not going to work. I guess I'll just sing it a little bit. Are you thirsty? Are you empty? Come and drink these living waters. Tired and broken, peace unspoken, rest beside these living waters. Christ is calling, find refreshing at the cross of living waters. Lay your life down, all the old gone. Rise up in these living waters. There's a river that flows with mercy and love, bringing joy to the city of our God. There our hope is secure. Do not fear anymore. Praise the Lord of living waters.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful. Well done, Mel. Well done. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this chance to be able to gather together to hear, Lord, and we would just confess to you that, Lord, we're not worthy. We're not worthy, but we just pray that according to your word, that in your vengeance, Lord, you'll remember mercy. In your wrath, that you'll remember mercy. And you said that if my people are called by thy name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our own wicked ways. Lord, help us to turn from our own wicked ways, Lord. Help us to quit exalting evil. Help us to stand and speak for righteousness, Lord. Help us to be your defenders, the defenders of truth, right where we live, Lord. Help us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, Lord. We just pray that you would hear our cry here tonight, Lord, that you'd be pleased with what we, with the sacrifice we've laid before you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Folks, as we break off here,
amen.
We're going to do it again tomorrow night. We're going to do it again tomorrow night. Bring somebody with you. Bring somebody with you. Because why? It's a multiplication of power. When one person is pushing a car, it's hard. When two get in line, it moves easier. When you get 15 pushing the car, it makes a difference. And the multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. We ask you that you would join us again tomorrow night, and that if you get a chance, go out tomorrow and throw some salt in some tributaries where you live and just speak life into those waters. Out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water, not dead water, living water. Let the living water come forth in Jesus' name. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Amen.